Voters in Bulgaria are choosing a new president who will likely have to face an expected rise in migrants fleeing war and poverty from neighbouring Turkey and growing tensions between Russia and the West. For the first time, voting is compulsory. Yet, as Stefan Voss reports, none of the 21 candidates are expected to win the required 50% of the vote to win Sunday's election, prompting a presidential runoff later this month.
Bulgaria's Prime Minister Boyko Borisov, a former bodyguard with a black belt in karate, appeared to beat as he cast his ballot. His center-right GERB party's presidential candidate Tetska Chajeva, who is 58, was seen as the frontrunner in Sunday's election. Yet to become the first female president of this country of 7.2 million people, Chajeva must defeat the 53-year-old opposition socialist contender Rumen Radev, a former fighter pilot and Bulgarian Air Force chief. If Chajeva is elected, she is widely expected to continue the pro-Europe foreign policy of outgoing president Rosen Plavneliev. Her main opponent is seen as more sympathetic towards Russia. Radev has repeatedly said he would comply with Bulgaria's European obligations, but has called for better relations with Moscow and urged for lifting sanctions against Russia, arguing that being pro-European does not mean being anti-Russian. At the same time, the new president is expected to face a new influx of especially Syrian refugees from neighboring Turkey, putting additional pressure on what is already the European Union's poorest member state. The political battle about the political direction and future of this Balkan nation, once a close ally of the Soviet Union, comes amid public dissatisfaction over corruption and Western-style reforms. That's why the frontrunners still face a challenge from nationalist-backed candidate Krasimir Karakachanov. He told supporters, "We are not going to a presidential campaign. We are leaving for a battle for the liberation of Bulgaria, the liberation from nihilism, from the corrupted and hatred political class, from the corruption and buying votes, foreign interference and poverty." Yet none of the 21 presidential candidates was expected to win the required 50% of the vote, meaning that the top contenders will face each other on November 13th in a runoff. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.